At 600 kilometers above planet Earth, the temperature fluctuates between plus 258 and minus 148 degrees Fahrenheit. There is nothing to carry sound, no air pressure, no oxygen. Life in space is impossible. Gravity. A section of the Earth's surface from space. It's mostly blue with white clouds in a swirling pattern. The Earth turns slowly. In space, an astronaut with a jetpack moves around the Hubble telescope, which has a space shuttle docked on it.
Diagnostics are green. Link to communications card ready for data reception. If this works when we touch down tomorrow, I'm buying all you guys a round of drinks.
That's a date, Doctor. Just remember, Houston's partial to margaritas.
Booting comms card now. Please confirm link.
That's a negative. We're not seeing any data.
Stand by, Houston. I'm going to reboot the comms card.
Standing by.
Houston, I have a bad feeling about this mission.
Please expand.
Okay, let me tell you a story. It was 96. I'd been up here for 42 days. Every time I passed over Texas, I'd look down, knowing that Mrs. Kowalski was looking up, thinking of me. 6 weeks, I'm blowing kisses with that woman. Then we land at Edwards, and I find out that she's run off with this lawyer. So I pack my car, and I headed to
Tijuana. You've told this story, Kowalski. As Houston recalls, she took off in your 74 GTO. Engineering requests fuel status on the jetpack prototype.
5 hours off the reservation and I show 30% drain. Give my compliments to engineering. Except for a slight malfunction in the nulling of the roll axis, this jetpack is one prime piece of thrust.
Engineering says thank you.
Tell him I still prefer my 67 Corvette, though. Speaking of which, did I ever tell...
We know the Corvette story, Matt.
Even engineering?
Especially engineering. Lord, I'm going to miss you, Matt.
Comms card reboot in progress.
Thank you, Doctor. Sharif, what's your status?
Nearly there. Replacing battery module A1 and C.
Could you be a little more specific? Indeterminate estimates make Houston anxious.
No, Houston. Don't be anxious. Anxiety is not good for the heart. System is ready to reactivate.
Hubble telescope engaged. Upgrade fully functional. That applause you hear is for you, Sharif. Congratulations. Kick back, take the rest of the day off.
He floats around Hubble.
Matt, do you have a visual on just what mission specialist Sharif is doing up there?
He appears to be doing some form of the Macarena. That would be just a best guess scenario on my part.
Dr. Stone, Houston. Medical now have you with a temperature drop to 35.9 and a heart rate rise to 70. How are you feeling?
Houston, I'm fine. Just keeping your lunch down in zero G is harder than it looks.
Dr. Stone, medical is asking if you want to return to Explorer.
Negative. We've been here a week, Houston. Let's just finish this. Card is up.
That's a negative. I'm afraid we're getting nothing on this end, Doctor.
Try again?
No, still nothing.
Dr. Ryan Stone's working on the telescope, too.
Houston, can you please turn that music off?
Kowalski,
not a problem.
Thank you, Kowalski.
She presses buttons on a complicated piece of equipment.
Now, Houston?
That's negative.
Could Houston be misinterpreting the data?
Well, we're not receiving any data. Engineering is recommending a viz check for component damage.
Let me see what's going on. What have we got?
She pulls out a panel from a metal frame and examines it.
Visual examination doesn't reveal any damaged components. The problem must be originating from the comms panel.
Yeah, that seems to be the case. Engineering admits that you warned us that this could happen. That's as close to an apology as you're going to get from them. We should have listened to you, Doc. Well, looks like we're going to have to improvise.
I'm on it.
How long do you think it'll take you?
1 hour.
Outstanding. Installing your system in the Hubble is the purpose of this mission, and so we appreciate your patience, Doctor. Kowalski, we know you don't care about things like this, but for your information, this delay is not going to be long enough for you to break Anatoly Solovyev's spacewalking record. It seems like you're going to be left...
75 minutes shy? Never crossed my mind.
Matt, it's been a privilege.
Right back at you, Houston.
Enjoy your last walk.
Am I a go to assist Dr. Stone in removing the panel?
Assistance appreciated.
Permission granted.
Thank you, Houston. Mind if I join the fun?
Certainly.
How you feeling?
Like a chihuahua that's being tumble dried?
I know it's been a rough week. If it makes you feel any better, I coughed up everything but my kidneys on my first ride.
Shit.
A bolt from the telescope floats away. Matt manages to catch it.
Sorry. I'm used to a basement lab in a hospital where things fall to the floor. Thank you.
Well, you're the genius up here. I only drive the bus.
Yeah, well, call me a genius if I can get this board initialized in the next hour.
Explorer, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
A NORAD reports a Russian satellite has incurred a missile strike. The impact has created a cloud of debris orbiting at 20,000 miles per hour. Current debris orbit does not overlap with your trajectory. We'll keep you posted on any developments.
Copy that, Houston. Should we be worried?
Well, let's let the boys down there worry for us.
Explorer, engage arm and pivot to cargo bay. Stand by for arm maneuver.
So, Doc, now that you work for NASA, how do you like us?
Kind of like winning the lottery, huh?
I was just happy that they didn't cut the funding to my research.
How long was your training?
6 months.
Including holidays?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is this scanning system?
Oh, nothing, Matt. It's just a new set of eyes to scan the edge of the universe.
It's designed for hospital use, but this one's a prototype. Stand by for locking.
Listen, they don't bankroll prototypes. Even for your pretty blue eyes.
Well, my eyes are brown.
She smiles.
Right now, your eyes are bloodshot.
Kowalski!
Attached by a cable, Sharif pushes himself off the shuttle Explorer.
And to think he went to Harvard.
Matt looks thoughtful.
You gotta admit one thing. Can't beat the view.
He has an upside-down view of the Earth's surface.
So what do you like about being up here?
The silence. I could get used to it.
The Earth's surface is mainly blue oceans under dappled cloud formations. A green landmass tapers into a long, thin strip, and beyond the Earth's surface, deep, dark space. Matt gazes and smiles, awestruck.
Terrific.
Houston, from first inspection, comms panel appears to be dead. Am I a go to cut link to auxiliary?
You're the expert, Doctor. Your call.
Houston, I have a bad feeling about this mission.
Please elaborate.
That's the same feeling I had about Mardi Gras 1987.
That is affirmative. Surprisingly, Control hasn't heard the Mardi Gras story. Please proceed.
Well, it's day one, and I'm bumping my way down Bourbon Street looking for a sister of a friend of mine. The streets are full of people. I'm thinking there's no way I'm going to find this girl.
Proceeding to override?
Then all of a sudden, I look up. And there she is, and I'm about to yell out. And I see she's holding hands with some short, hairy guy in board shorts and a Margaritaville shirt. And then I realize that this guy is not a guy. That my girl is holding hands with
ISS, this is Houston. Explorer, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Mission abort. Repeat. Mission abort. Initiate emergency disconnect from Hubble. Begin re-entry procedure. ISS, initiate emergency evacuation.
Copy all, Houston, end in work. Matt, immediate return to Explorer. Repeat, immediate return to Explorer.
Copy, Explorer. Prep airlock.
Airlock engaged, ready to receive.
Houston, elaborate.
Debris from the missile strike has caused a chain reaction, hitting other satellites and creating new debris. Traveling faster than a high-speed bullet up towards your altitude. Now copy.
Copy all. Put a bow on it, Dr. Stone.
I can't. The board is still initializing.
I'm not going to ask you again.
1 second.
Not 1 second, now. Shut it down. That's an order.
I'm sorry. I'm done. Kowalski, initiate emergency disconnect from the Hubble.
All right, Sharif, let's do this.
Roger, Matt.
Houston, update?
Well, we have a full-on chain reaction. It's been confirmed that it's the unintentional side effect of the Russians striking one of their own satellites.
They shut down their own satellite.
Right at disposal. Most likely a spy sat gone bad. Now it's shrapnel. Explorer ready to disengage HST.
Locks releasing in 3, 2, 1.
Explorer, new data coming through.
What's the blowback, Houston?
It's not good. Most of our systems are gone. Debris chain reaction is out of control and rapidly expanding. Multiple satellites are down and they keep on falling.
Define multiple satellites.
Most of them are gone. Telecommunication systems are dead. Expect a communication blackout at any moment.
Kowalski, visual of debris at 9 o'clock.
Half of North America just lost their Facebook.
Explorer, repeat. Expect a communication blackout at any moment.
Copy that, Houston.
Explorer, this is Kowalski confirming visual contact with debris. Debris is from a BSC sat. Repeat, I have...
Dr. Stone requesting faster transport.
We have to go.
Kennedy reports meteorological conditions. No go.
Houston, Explorer, copy.
Explorer, Dr. Stone requesting faster transport to Bay Area. Explorer, do you copy?
Explorer, permission to retrieve Dr. Stone.
Your go, Kowalski. Houston, Explorer, copy.
All right.
We've lost Houston.
Unstrap. Look, we need to get the hell out of here.
Need some help there, man.
No, don't wait for us.
He's stuck.
Man down.
Houston, the
man down.
Copy.
The debris blasts past them. Matt goes to Sharif, who's been hit. The Explorer is bashed and spins wildly with Ryan attached.
Explorer's been hit. Explorer. Astronaut is off structure. Dr. Stone is off structure. Dr. Stone, detach. You must detach. If you don't detach, that arm's going to carry you too far.
Listen to my voice.
You need to focus. I'm losing visual of you. In a few seconds, I won't be able to track you. I can't see you anymore. Do it now.
Ryan unfastens her safety tether.
Houston, I've lost visual, Dr. Stone.
She spins away. She tumbles through space.
Dr. Stone, do you copy? Repeat, do you copy?
Yes, I copy. Give me
your position.
I don't know. I'm spinning.
Report your position.
GPS is down. It's down.
Give me a visual.
I told you nothing. I see nothing.
You have a visual of Explorer.
No.
You have a visual of ISS.
No.
You need to focus. Any distance on the Earth gives me coordinates.
I can't breathe.
She gazes through the gold fishbowl-like visor of her spacesuit. The reflection of the Earth slides across it as she rotates, panic in her eyes.